Good morning.
Good morning, Sensei.
It was either last week or the week before I mentioned that Sensei Ray had called me. It was in the evening, and it was not totally dark, but it was getting dark. And he said, go out on your deck and look in the western sky. And so I did it. And I told you this already, but I'm just going to repeat it as a way of leading into my talk. In the western sky, clear as a bell, was a crescent moon, and to its left was Venus. And just above Venus, tiny and faintly red, was Mars. And my experience was, upon seeing the convergence of these heavenly bodies, I noticed, I did this in my head, not out loud, but I whispered to myself the word stunning. So the next morning I got up, and I remembered that. I remember thinking the word stunning. And I decided to Google its meaning. And first I looked at the definition for just the word stun. And that means to astonish or to shock someone so that they are temporarily unable to react. And an alternative definition was to render someone senseless. I also checked the word stunning, looking for synonyms, and found words such as remarkable, extraordinary, amazing, astonishing. And what I read into all of this was that I was reading about an experience that momentarily stops the activity of the mind. To render someone senseless is another way of saying that the mind's creation of names and categories has temporarily been made to stop, leading to what we call in Zen a still mind. That is, the usual activity of the mind is brought to a halt, clearing the way for an experience that we call just this. So when we look into the western sky and are stunned by the sight of the crescent moon, Venus, and Mars, we are rendered senseless. That is, stunned by the beauty of just this precious moment. And in this moment, really, there are no planets, no moons, no one observing. There is just this. And this just this is a gift from a mind that has become still. Edward Carpenter, who is an English poet and philosopher, wrote a poem titled The Lake of Beauty. And I'm going to just read the first two lines from that poem. Let your mind be quiet, realizing the beauty of the world and the immense, the boundless treasures that it holds in store. Let your mind be quiet, realizing the beauty of the world and the immense, the boundless treasures that it holds in store. And so what he's saying is, allow your mind to be stunned. Another way to look at this is as follows. Roshi Kennedy gave me the Dharma name Genjo, which means original silence. And that silence is before any idea of silence. And original silence is synonymous with still mind. And it refers not to the absence of sound, but to the absence of a separation from sound. The absence of someone naming something a sound is just this. Also, a still mind should not be confused with a mind that is dissociated or asleep. A still mind is a mind that is wide awake, alive, ready to engage with and deeply connected to the world in which it resides. Let me share a poem from a poet I know nothing about. Happened to come across it incidentally. His name is Amitav Radiance, R-A-D-I-A-N-C-E, just like it sounds. He writes, I can feel the stillness around the harbinger of secret knowledge. Wind whispers the message in my ear, stirring the silence within me, and everything finite becomes infinite as I lose myself in the depth of stillness. This practice of Zazen helps make our minds susceptible to being stunned, to being free to be still. There is a Taoist proverb which says, We cannot see our reflection in running water. It is only in still water that we can see. So I'm going to offer you a koan that's related to this talk to sit with. And this koan is in the form of a haiku, which I wrote when I was writing this talk. What do you see when the fog fills the valley? It has no name. Thank you.